As I said this morning, tonight we're going to be talking about an attitude of gratitude. And I don't know if you picked up on this or not, but for the last couple of weeks, I have talked a little bit more about Thanksgiving, the thankful heart that we need in our lives each day. And I do that usually through the month of November, because it is something that we really think about in the month of November, isn't it? We think a lot about being thankful, and Thanksgiving Day in particular. But you know, I guess it's something that we need to think about all the time. Because God doesn't just bless us on the week of Thanksgiving. He blesses us every day of our lives. And we need to learn to be thankful every day of our lives. So tonight I want to continue in a different way some of the things that we talked about this morning. Of course, Thursday is Thanksgiving Day. And we will be with our families. A lot of food will be eaten. And we will have a day of rest and sit down maybe to watch the movies that come on TV. There is one in particular I love. It's called The Plymouth Adventure. And I love this movie. And they usually play it somewhere on TV on Thanksgiving Day. And if you've never seen it, you need to watch it, because it kind of tells the story of the pilgrims as they are coming to America in their plight. It's a very good movie. A lot of us like to watch football. I was telling Pat and the kids last week that my Thanksgiving when I was growing up as a boy was always to watch the Detroit Lions and the Green Bay Packers play football on Thanksgiving Day. They always played it in Green Bay, and it always snowed, and it was fun to me to watch a football game in snow. And now they have a dome and they don't have snow anymore. So, you know, I don't get to watch it in the snow anymore. But that was my day, to get to watch that particular football game. And at that age, that was about the only game I ever watched. But I loved that, watching football in the snow. But, you know, the main purpose of this day that's coming up on Thursday is to express gratitude. To express gratitude to our God, to express gratitude to each other, because we help each other in life, don't we? Gratitude has been defined as nothing more than thankful appreciation. And I guess that's a good definition of it. Thankful appreciation for what an individual receives in life, that we need to learn to be thankful. So this being the week of Thanksgiving, I want us to talk about being grateful, having, as the sign says, an attitude of gratitude. There are four things that I want to talk about this evening. I want to talk about the Bible and gratitude. I want to talk about the causes of gratitude. I want to talk about the fact that gratitude manifests character in our lives. And I want to talk about the fact that gratitude enriches our lives as well. First of all, the Bible and gratitude. You know, the Bible commands that we become and be thankful people in our lives. Look with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 34. And here the writer says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Now, you know, it's interesting to me that the writer would talk about God's grace. We all know all about God's grace and God's mercy, which are about the same thing. We know that God extends his mercy toward us every day that we live. He definitely extended his mercy toward us in sending his son. And I just thought it was interesting that when he talks about being grateful, that he is good, and that good covers a large area, we know that. But for his mercy, because he has given each one of us mercy in giving us a way to overcome sin and to overcome eternal death. In Psalm 100 and verse 4, David says that we are to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. It is so important. David, in several of his writings, talks about being thankful. In fact, in Psalm 136, the first three verses begin like this. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, verse 1. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, in verse 2. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, in verse 3. So David is trying to get us to realize just where all of our blessings come from and who we are to say thank you to. Have you ever received something and not know who to thank for it? I guess we've all done that. You know, there are a lot of people who like to give gifts and be anonymous in the fact as the giver. In fact, we as Christians are told to be givers anonymously and not brag about what we do for one another, but yet give thanks to God that we are able to do these things for each other. Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So the Bible commands that we are a thankful people and that we become thankful people in our lives. And as Christians, we understand the importance of being thankful. You know, there are many characters in the Bible who were thankful characters. I think about, for example, Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10, King Darius made a decree that no petition of prayer is to be made to anyone or anything except him. And if you fail in this, and if you pray to anyone except him, you will be thrown into the lion's den. David had a regimen of prayer in his life, or rather Daniel. He had a regimen of prayer in his life. Three times a day, he would pray to his heavenly Father and say thank you to him for the blessings of life. When Daniel saw this decree, he went home, he opened his window, and he prayed to his God as he always does. He did not let man's law stand in the way between him and his heavenly Father. So this is a great example of someone who prayed to God even though it was against the law of the day. I remember so well when prayer became illegal, you might say, in high school football games. It was actually happening when I was in high school. Now, the first thing they did allow was that it had to be a student to say the prayer. So students said the prayer at our high school football games. But that didn't work for very long because the student's prayer was just as powerful as whoever else got up there and said the prayer. So they eliminated prayer in high school football. And I was so nervous about that because I was afraid that if we said a prayer now, they'd become get every one of us and they'll throw us in jail. And I want you to know that the first Friday night that we had a football game after that law came into effect, we had prayer in our stadium for our football game. And nobody stopped us. And as far as I know, to this day, there is still prayer said at Brooks High School for the football game. And no one has tried to stop them. You do what you're supposed to do regardless of the law of the day. Jesus gave thanks. We have at least two occasions where Jesus himself gave thanks to his heavenly Father. One was in Matthew chapter 15, verse 36, where he fed the 4,000 people. He blessed the food that had been given him before he fed anyone. And when he instituted the Lord's Supper in Matthew 26, as he broke the bread and had the juice, he blessed it and prayed and thanked God for it. We find the Samaritan who was healed of leprosy. He was one of the 10 who Jesus healed of leprosy. He came back to Jesus to simply say thank you for what had been done for him. So the scriptures teach us that we need to be thankful people. Now there are reasons as to why we are to have gratitude in our lives. And that's what I want to talk about next. Why are we to in what ways are we to have gratitude? Well, number one, we're to have gratitude for each other. I dare say that there is someone in this room that is here as a Christian because someone else in this room came to them and talked to them about becoming a child of God. At least I would like to think that that's how it happened. I had someone mention it to me before I became a Christian, and I was raised in the church from day one, but still someone came to me and talked to me about being a Christian before I became a Christian. Paul was thankful for the faith of the Christians at Colossae. We read about this in Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. He says, "We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel." Paul was thankful that these people, first of all, heard the word, they put it into their hearts, they put it into their lives, and they live it every day of their lives. That is something we need to be thankful, not only for ourselves, but for each other. And I'll go as far as to say this, people in this room who are Christians are better Christians today because there is a Christian sitting next to you, or someone in front of you or behind you, because we are all in this together. And being together as Christians makes us stronger. So we find here that the scriptures do teach this gratitude, and this is one reason that we are grateful. We're grateful for God's blessings. I mean, you think about it. God has blessed us tremendously. We thank God for our necessities of life, our food, our clothing, our shelter. We have roofs over our heads that does not leak. We have clothes that are not torn and tattered. We are not hungry. And we need to be thankful of that. We even need to be thankful to God for the luxuries of life. Because I think in this room we all have particular luxuries in life. We have things that other people don't have. And we need to be thankful for that. We need to be thankful for the fact that we are a free people. Because not everybody on this globe is free. And we need to be thankful for our country, which makes it possible for us to have these freedom. Our country, even with all of its problems, is still one of the best places on this earth to live because we have freedoms here that most people on the globe do not have. And then what about technology? I mean, you think about it. In less than one day, we can be anywhere on this planet. In a matter of seconds, we can communicate with anyone on this planet. We now can have instant knowledge of anything in the world through the internet. So we have capabilities now that we didn't have a few years ago. And I love to tell this to my kids. When Pat and I were dating, I remember my dad, our first telephone was one of those old $2 black Bell phones that you put your finger in the hole and that's how you dial the number. Well, we finally retired that phone and bought one that you push a button. Okay? Well, I took that old phone and I wired it up and put it in my bedroom, and that's how Pat and I talked when we were dating, through that old $2 black phone, which at that time was probably already close to 30 years old, and you couldn't kill that thing. But look where we are now. Now our phones can take our picture. Our phones can get on the internet and go anywhere in the world. Our phones are capable of doing things that is absolutely unbelievable when they work right. Mine don't always work right. But yeah, we have technology, and it's a great thing. What about medical advances? Think of where we are now compared to where we were, say, when we were children ourselves. You know, one of the most touching things that I see on TV for advertisements is the St. Jude's advertisements. They can touch my heart when other people can't. When St. Jude opened its doors in February of 1962, 4 out of 5 children did not survive cancer. Now, in 2025, 4 out of 5 children walk out of St. Jude's cancer-free. Don't you think God had something to do with that? Amen. We need to be thankful for that. And I'll throw this in. My sister, most of you know, died of cancer in 1962 at the age of 13. I was 4 years old. The cancer that she died from is now curable. That bothered my mother for the longest time, to know that they were able to do that if they could only have done it then. So look where we have come in so many ways of life. David says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. And yes, we do need to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love, it endures forever, he said in Psalm 118 and verse 1. We need to be grateful for the things of this nature. Another thing we need to be grateful for is our experiences in life. We've all had experiences in life, haven't we? And we're all sitting here tonight. That means we have survived these experiences in life. When I think about that, I think about Joseph. Joseph was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers because his father, incorrectly, by the way, favored him over his other children. Parents, don't ever do that. That's the most devastating thing you can do to a child, is favor one over the other. But this happened. Joseph was sold into slavery. He was falsely accused of a sin and thrown into prison. He was treated horribly during those years, but he ultimately rose in power in the country of Egypt, becoming the number 2 power in the nation, and played a crucial role in saving his family during the famine. That role is more crucial than you think, because in saving the family from the famine, it kept the lineage and the link of Christ's birth on this earth. Listen to Joseph when he finally reunited with his brothers after they had done this to him. Genesis chapter 50, beginning with verse 19. Joseph said to them, he's talking to his brothers now, the same ones who sold him into slavery, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Now therefore do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." And he comforted them, and he spoke kindly to them. Joseph understood the reason God did what he did, and how many people lived because of Joseph and how he handled the granaries during the famine in the land of Egypt. We have the life experiences that sometimes don't go well for us. But with God with us, standing by us, we overcome difficult experiences in life and reap a reward. We need to be grateful for our talents. In the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, the two servants who used what his master had given to them, they used their talents well, and they were greatly rewarded for it. We need to use gratefulness even for our struggles. Paul said we need to be thankful for when things go wrong in our lives. And he gives us his own example of this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul received a thorn in the flesh. And this thorn in the flesh, we don't know what it was, but it was something that made Paul beg three times for it to be taken away, and God said no. But by the end of this story, Paul was pleased to have his thorn in the flesh. In fact, he said, "Therefore, most gladly will I rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, I am strong." And I guess we need to be thankful for that, don't we? And then gratitude does something else. Gratitude enriches our life. Gratitude will keep someone positive in life. The grateful person says, "Look what I have. I will be grateful for it." The Apostle Paul is a good example of this. While he was under house arrest in Rome, he still sent encouraging messages to the church, particularly to the church at Philippi in Philippians chapter 1. He said, "But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel. And it has become evident to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ. And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confidented by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." So what you've done to me has helped, has caused Christ's word to grow and develop, and Christianity has grown. You know, gratitude will actually make someone understand what riches really are in life. You know, complainers do not understand the riches of life, and they basically live a life of poverty because of it. The grateful person sees the rose bush and are thankful for the beauty of the roses. The complainer sees the rose bush and gripes about the thorns. So what do you do? Do you become grateful with things? Or do you look for something that is not good in life and try to focus on those things? Gratitude will increase our joy. Isn't joy something that everyone wants in life? We all want to be joyful people, don't we? Joy is actually a part of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 22. He said, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace." And then he goes on and mentions other things after that. But we are to have joy in our lives. Yet there are so many people, Christians even, who do not seem to possess joy in their lives. We must be a joyful people because look what God has done for us. Look what God is doing for us. And look what God is going to do for us. And we need to be thankful for that. A grateful person is a person of understanding. A grateful person knows that he has been blessed both in big ways and in small ways as well. And the grateful person also understands that his blessings did not come from his own efforts, but his blessings have come from God. James said in James 1, verse 17, "Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, and it comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." That means he gives to us all. He blesses us all. And in return, we should all be thankful. Thursday, we will celebrate a day of gratitude in Thanksgiving. And I do hope that as we sit down to that Thanksgiving feast, that we will remember where it really come from. That we will remember who really gave it to us. And we will thank our Heavenly Father for the blessing of being surrounded with our family on that day and enjoying each other because God has given that to us as a gift. We know that God's word demands that we be grateful, especially to God. We know that gratitude will enrich our lives greatly. So be thankful. Give thanks. Practice thanksgiving. Not just Thursday, but every day of your lives. Tonight, if you are not a Christian, be grateful that you are here, because tonight you have yet another opportunity to give your life to the Lord. Take advantage of that today and give your life to the Lord. Christian, if you have walked away from God, be thankful that you are here, because God has given you another opportunity to change your life. He has given you an opportunity to come back to the God that you've walked away from, the God that has blessed you in so many ways. So come back to Him. Live for Him once again, and develop within your heart again this attitude of gratitude that we all need daily in our lives. Because without God's blessings, we have nothing. We are nothing. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we sing this song.